ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। सो हम प्रस्थान करते हैं अपने अगली सेशन की ओर, जिसका टाइटल है हीलिंग द हार्ट। इसके लिए मैं आमंत्रित करती हूँ हमारे प्रिय भ्राता जो स्वयं बाबा के दिल में बसते हैं और जिन्होंने अनेकों के दिलों की धड़कनों को बढ़ाकर उन्हें जीवन दान दिया है। मैं बुलाती हूँ डॉक्टर सतीश गुप्ता भाई जी को, जो पिछले 3 डिकेड से ज्यादा राजयोगा प्रैक्टिशनर हैं और वो करंटली कार्डियोलॉजी और मेडिसिन प्रैक्टिस करते हैं ग्लोबल हॉस्पिटल माउंट आबू में। एंड ही इज द वन हु हैज क्यूरेटेड द कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ सोल माइंड बॉडी एंड मेडिसिन एंड हैज सर्व्ड इन द वर्ल्ड फॉर कार्डियोलॉजी मेडिसिन। He has been awarded with several awards for his contribution in the service of cardiology and medicine. Now I invite the chairpersons for this session, Dr. Ravinder Chaturvedi, who is currently head of the department anesthesia at Charger, and Dr. Rajinder Dhar, who is currently serving as head of the department medicine at Jaipur. Now I invite Brahmakumari sisters to welcome our guests and
Om Shanti. I think let's start with 1 minute of silence. So we just aap sabhi apne andar aisa mehsoos karenge ki main sthool deh nahi, is sthool deh ko chalane wali अति सूक्ष्म चैतन्य ज्योति बिंदु आत्मा मस्तक के मध्य 7 चैतन्य आत्मिक ऊर्जाओं का पुंज परलोक ब्रह्मलोक निवासी परमात्मा जो 7 चैतन्य आत्मिक ऊर्जाओं के पावर हाउस हैं उनसे कंबाइंड हो जाएं, उस पावर हाउस से अपनी बैटरी चार्ज करेंगे फॉर 1 मिनट। ओम शांति। रेस्पेक्टेड चेयरपर्सन and our sister, dear sister B.K. Rakhiben, and our mentor, Dr. Ashok Mehta ji, and all the dear colleagues. So today I will be talking to you about healing the heart. You all have a heart? Yes, I suppose anyone without heart? Everyone has heart. So this talk is only for people with a heart, and people without heart, it is not for them, right? Can I have a hand mic? Hand mic. Wo la do, cordless wala. So, this is called as three dimensional healthcare model for healthy heart, happy mind, healthy body. This not only cures your heart disease, but also makes your mind healthy, and also makes your body healthy overall. Though we started only for the heart way back in 95, but now over almost 28 years, we have found that it is effective for each and every disease of mind and body. This you will realize. This is Mount Abu where I joined in April 95. Initially I was here for only a few years, but then I continued and now it's more than 30 years. So, ye jo hai practical model, main shuruaat se karta hu, practical model for 3D healthcare model for healthy heart, happy mind, healthy body. We started this research in Feb 98. It was applied to Ministry of Health. In collaboration with DRDO, we started this study. And with three important elements of this study was stress management through Rajyoga meditation, moderate aerobic exercise, low fat, high fiber vegetarian diet, and following our biological clock. That was the fourth aspect. So we collaborated with Defense Institute of Physiology and Allied Sciences and also Defense Institute of Psychological Research. And we had 3 tertiary cardiac centers. That is, one was BJ Medical College, Ahmedabad, that is UN Mehta Institute of Cardiology. Then Grant Medical College and JJ Hospital, Mumbai, and Mullazar Medical College, my mentor college, where I did my graduation, and then G.B. Pant Hospital. And the study was sponsored by Ministry of Health. The concept of this program, when I was working at a heart hospital in Delhi, I got the vision during after meditation, because usually after meditation, in morning Brahmurat meditation, I joined Brahma Kumaris in 1986 when I was at Ames. On way to going for a movie in the evening, there was a center on the way, and it was written there, Heaven, Gateway to Heaven. My wife, who was sitting behind me on the scooter, she said that this is here. It is written Gateway to Heaven. And why you are taking me to Gateway to Hell? Because we were going for a movie called Nagina. So I had to listen to her. We went inside, and from that day onwards, we are still in. And that was the month of August. Now it is September, so it's almost 40 years I am in this. So March 95, I had given a talk after this vision, that stress, because we were seeing that patients who come to us, we give them we manage their MI, heart attack, and then next day we used to do repeat angiogram, and because those days, those were not the days of primary angioplasty, right? So we used to do it after the patient settles down. So then, I'd seen that patients, we are giving intervention, angioplasty, and within 3 months, 6 months, patients come back after 1 year with another event, another heart attack or, you know, unstable angina. Then we repeat the angiogram, the stent gets blocked, and new blocks come up. So I used to tell them that now you have to undergo a repeat angiogram. So repeat angiography or angioplasty or bypass surgery. So they used to tell me, Doc Saab, pehla humne angioplasty karaya, to ghar bechna pada, abhi hum kya beche? Tab mere dimag mein ye thoughts aana shuru hua. Aur unhi dinon aise studies aa rahi thi, ke log jo jaldbazi karte hain, type A nature, always under pressure of time, pressure of work, pressure of perfection, these type of people, they get 3 times more heart attacks than people who are easy going, type B nature. Especially if a cynical, finding fault with others and hostile type of behavior, then you have much more chances of developing heart attacks. Similarly, people who get angry, they will have 3.5 times more chances of developing heart attacks. Similarly, people with depression, they are 5 times more prone to develop heart attacks. People who do not share their mind, they have more chances of developing heart attack. Right? So these type of studies were coming. People with similarly, other anxiety, they have got two times more chances of developing heart attacks. So I was talking about stress and heart disease, one of the IMA meetings, and there one of the scientists from DRDO was there, and I had also discussed about meditation, how meditation can reverse coronary blockages, because I had seen that while coming to Mount Abu, as you say, people are very serene, very peaceful. Our dadis, chief of Brahma Kumaris, and other dadis were very peaceful. Even other persons who were working in Pandabhavan, you must have visited, or tomorrow you may be visiting. People were very peaceful. Coming to Pandabhavan itself was making us peaceful. So I thought that if with Rajyoga meditation you can reverse their behavior. So I had planned this type of talk for the people. And I talked to them, and then Dr. Kalam, because that scientist was very near to Dr. Kalam. He went and discussed with Dr. Kalam. He said, invite Dr. Gupta. I want to talk to him. So on 9th of March, 6th March, I had given a talk. That was Saturday. And Monday, it was Tuesday. Tuesday. I had a meeting with Dr. Kalam. And Dr. Kalam listened to the whole thing. And then he said, if Dr. Gupta, you do this research, then I am with you. My whole DRDO is with you. We'll work together. Then we planned a study, and we submitted to Ministry of Health. And this April 95, collaboration with DRDO was decided, and I shifted to Mount Abu on 15th of April 95. So just you can imagine, within one month and 6 days, I left Delhi to be here for this program. Feb 98, this program started. This 10th of May 2023, our Honorable Prime Minister, Shri Narendra Modi ji, laid the foundation stone for Global Institute of Health Sciences, a super specialty hospital, and also a Global Institute of Heart Health and Lifestyle Sciences. So these two institutes will be coming up very soon. And we published the study in 2011 as Mount Abu Open Heart Trial. And we were informed by the BioMedLib, which is the official body, which almost, you know, every year we publish about 2 lakh studies in the field of cardiology and in international journals. And out of top 20 studies in the world, our study, Mount Abu Open Heart Trial, was most cited, most visited by doctors, researchers, and the public. So it was number one. And it continued to be number one till November 2015. That is 2 years and 4 months. So that is, I think, is the longest period. I was informed that is the longest period for any Indian study to be number one. And then 2017, American Heart Association published a statement on meditation and cardiovascular risk reduction. And they mentioned about this study, along with the Dean-Ornish study, that this study not only addresses to heart disease, but also addresses to other risk factors of heart disease, that is diabetes, obesity, insulin resistance, and other factors which are there. But they said that the study should become a big, it should be done in more number of patients to be more effective. So now, in that time we had only 518 patients when we published the study, but now we have 11,000 angiographically documented patients. Largest study in the world. Just to introduce you to the, just little bit, because just to revise, you must be knowing, everyone must be knowing, heart has 3 coronary arteries, and they come out from the root of the aorta. And any coronary artery is normal, artery has good flow, but when the artery cholesterol deposits in the intima, then the blood flow decreases, like you can see here. A normal artery, when the arteries are elastic during childhood, they can accommodate 6 times more blood, right? Normally, blood supply to the heart is 250 ml per minute. But in times of stress, when you're running, when you're having physical or mental stress, then the supply can become 1500 ml per minute, right? But when the arteries start blocking, because more very important reason is stress. I'll discuss about this. And the wrong food, wrong exercise, wrong sleep, addictions like smoking, alcohol, the elastic arteries become like plastic. When the block becomes almost 70%, then they do not respond to physical or mental stress, and there's no dilatation of the coronary arteries. And that's why we develop angina. And when there's sudden, there's a fear, anger, anxiety, depression, this cumulative effect of all these negative mental emotions, then our coronary artery cracks. Especially the shoulder of the artery cracks, and sudden 100% blockage leads to heart attack. Right? So that's the difference between angina and heart attack. So this is our section of a coronary artery. The inner lining of the blood vessel is called endothelium. It keeps on making nitric oxide, which is a coronary dilator. It does not allow the LDL, the bad cholesterol, to go in the, it cannot cross the endothelium. Endothelium does not allow the blood to stick to the wall, because when nitric oxide is being secreted. And HDL protects the heart. But when you smoke a cigarette, decreases nitric production for about 35 minutes, right? That's documented. But if you get angry, one episode of anger once leads to prolonged endothelial dysfunction, which may last more than 3 days, right? That means after anger, you are blocking your artery for the next 3 days, right? If you are hostile, you do not pardon, forgive the person who has injured you in any way, then you keep on blocking your artery till you don't pardon him, forgive him. Forgive him or her, right? Similarly, anxiety, time pressure, work pressure, depression, similarly these negative mental emotions, they keep on injuring your heart and arteries keep on blocking. That not only leads to endothelial dysfunction, that is nitric oxide production is stopped, but also platelet aggregation increases, right? And you can see the blood has become thicker and the LDL is crossing the endothelium. The artery is blocking, right? And when you continue, because we are blocking our arteries day in and day out, not only coronary arteries, but also carotid arteries, vertebral arteries, cerebral arteries, and also peripheral arteries of the limbs, right? And when this block becomes more than 70% around that, then we develop angina. And when there is we have that habit of negative emotions all the time, hurry sickness, lack of love, isolation, anger, ego, fear and insecurity, especially when suddenly someone dies in a family, was very close to you, then the arteries crack. And one more thing, very important, which we don't care, is our teeth, dental health. Because if we have dental health, dental health is poor, then that infection goes and ulcerates the coronary plaque. So it's a must for everyone, all of us, not only doctors, but everyone in the universe, we should clean our teeth before going to bed. Right? But that is also a very important cause of heart attack. And then the plaque cracks and there's clot formation that leads to heart attack, right? So this is how from the age of 5 years or 10 years, the plaque starts building. And when the plaque becomes 70%, 80%, then they develop angina or this crack in the plaque, they come with a heart attack. We just put in a balloon and inflate the balloon and leave the stent there. That is called angioplasty. And the stents also block, right? Though they claim it is only 5%, I'll say, but in practical experience, it is more than 10%. Restenosis within 6 months. And the bypass surgery, you know what is bypass surgery. We just bypass the graft, bypass the block. Block is very much there, but the graft, we just bypass. So this treatment is like, though it is important, primary angioplasty is important, but bypass is also maybe required, especially LMC disease is there, significant LMC disease is there. That's the clinical condition, class 1A condition. But the whole treatment is nothing but like cutting a tree from above, right? Before any season, we trim the trees, and then, but the root is inside. It's the same mental thoughts, same team. I say team means mind. Mind has got four aspects, thoughts, emotions, attitudes, and memories. When you say same set of team, because team is like the seeds, genes are like seeds. They need negative team to germinate, right? And on the top of that, wrong food, wrong exercise, smoking, alcohol, and constipation, they are big factors in causing your heart disease, right? The block again happens, and then again you require a redo bypass or repeat angioplasty, right? So we started this research project as a multidisciplinary research project. Dr. Kalam was of the mind that we should study the person as a whole. So the team of cardiologists, endocrinologists, clinicians, spiritualists, nutritionists, fitness experts, psychologists, and physiologists, we all worked hand in hand, and now we have been working since then. And I told you about Mount Abu open heart trial. This is our trial. It's an randomized control study in which the difference is nothing but Raja Yoga meditation. Diet is same, exercise is same, the medication is same, but the only difference between the interventional group and the control group is medication. Other group, we told them, whatever you are doing, do it more. We told them about the stress, but do it. And let me see you. Try to be type B, anxiety free, anger free, depression free, daily ventilate your mind, but an angiogram, sorry, after 1 year. And in this study, we did their lipid profile, the TMT was done, all patient angiography documented, all the patients' psychological analysis was done, because we also collaborated with DIPR, Defense Institute of Psychological Research. And we had that physiological profile, that is EEG, heart rate variability. We did the happy hormones, endorphins and serotonin, dopamine, and also did their stress hormones, epinephrine, norepinephrine, cortisol levels. We also did their melatonin levels, find out the sleep pattern, and also did the serum lipoprotein A levels, right? And these patients came to us. We invited the patients in group of 20 to 25 in the beginning. Now we have invited about 50 to 60 patients in the group. We invite the patient with the spouse. If the husband is suffering, the wife has to come. If wife is suffering, husband has to come. So we root cause, right? Root cause has to be there, right? They have to be addressed. Only then the disease, because it's a lifestyle disease, so they have to change the lifestyle, right? Both of them. So our patients were 80% patients with either triple vessel disease or double vessel disease. All the parameters were studied by, you know, statistical analysis was done by our own biostatistician. Then one was from DRDO, another was from ICMR. So each physiological parameters, for endocrinological parameters, for hormone, for the biochemistry parameters, clinical parameters, other observers there. So it is totally unbiased. So there's a total no bias in the results. And the angiograms are also coded to blind the group allocation and to blind the angiography sequencing. And that time, CSI president, Dr. Anil Kumar, Professor Anil Kumar, and Dr. C.K. Pandey from Jaslok Hospital, they analyzed our angiograms. Right? So just you can see the symptoms. Patients who were class 3, who could not walk even 1 kilometer, half a kilometer, 500 meters, they used to feel breathless. And in the end, the number of nitrate tablets decreased significantly. They forgot to take nitrates. Average exercise tolerance increased by more than 500%. And average ejection fraction also improved. That is, we could regenerate the myocardium. Average increase was about 10%. Lipid profile, the bad cholesterol decreased by 31%. Good cholesterol improved by... Those were not the days. Those days, it was not the order to sort of... Order the day that we have to give statins to everyone. But now we have to give statins to everyone. But those were not the days, right? Triglycerides again decreased, right? Ratio decreased, it came down below 3. And we did about 464 coronary lesions were analyzed, and 50 lesions were, which were not considered in this study, they were 100% calcified blocks, right? CTOs. And 93% patients could open their blocks. And I'll just show you some angiograms. Now it is there, so I can now focus there. You can see here, there's 80% block here. And now see, this is a significant regression, right? Can you appreciate this? Yes? See, there's a very long block, long segment stenosis, right? Anything which is more than 2.5 centimeters. So this is quite a big block, right? And it opened up, right? There's 100%. We had 50, I told you, CTOs, out of which 29 CTOs also opened up. Can you imagine? Calcified blocks also opened up. We had not considered them for the study, but this is one of them. 100% calcified block opened up. Another 100% opened up. Multiple blocks all opened up. Opened up. Now, this patient had ejection fraction. He had two coronary events, anteroseptal MI and inferior wall MI. And see, this ejection fraction was 30%. After 1 year, ejection fraction became 45%. That means we could regenerate myocardium. Because always that cardiac progenitor cells had myocardium. If you can, patient can enjoy bliss, going ecstasy, right? Then you can trigger those cardiac progenitor cells, which are there in the myocardium, dead myocardium. And the blood flow already, you know, establishes because of collaterals. Then these, you know, the ejection fraction improves. Another patient, 80% block opened up. Another patient, ejection fraction, this same patient's ejection fraction was 20%. Heart had enlarged. And repeat angiogram after 1 year, it became 50%. Normally 60%, right? So myocardial regeneration takes place. You know, with stem cell therapy, you cannot achieve this much. This is only 5 to 6%. May not be there in all the patients. 100% block opened up. Control group, all the blocks increased because we have been able to document, because we did their cycle, we have database of psychological analysis on day 1, day 7, 3 months, 6 months, like that. And when we repeat the angiograms, we can correlate every block opening or not opening with the psychological pattern. Right? And we have been able to correlate for every block. Now I see the angiogram and I can know the person's behavior, psychological patterns. Right? What type of thinking this person has. What type of relationship this person has with the family members and others. Your angiogram tells me. Right? So this has been not possible. Right? So let's say this, every block has increased. No therapy in this universe can decrease a block, a document. Again, quote, there's no therapy, naturopathy, allopathy, or even ECP or chelation therapy can open a block. Because every block is because of thought pattern. If you cannot change the thought pattern, you cannot open the block. And with Rajyoga meditation, you can change the thought pattern. A person type A can become type B. A person who has a lot of anxiety can be anxiety free. A person who has a lot of anger can be anger free. A person who has a lot of depression can be depression free. Just tell you one person who was 40 year old had 4 events till now, till that period. 4 events means 4 times heart attacks. And his weight was 140 kg. When he came for the program, he said he was very severe depression. He always needed oxygen. He was fearful of his death. So he said, I have tried suicide 4 times. First suicide I tried in my house. I had a rope, not rope, but a sheet, bed sheet, and I tied it around my neck and on the fan came down. Right? Second, I tried in the park. And then dali hoti na ped ki, us pe latkata gaya, ped ki dali niche aa gayi. Teesri baar usne poison khaya raat ko. Wo poison nakli nikla, subah uth gaya. Chauthi baar usne indian ki goliyan khai. Hospital mein dakhil karaya, ded din baad us wapis hosh aa gaya. Usne 100 ke aas pass goliyan khai thi. Phir bhi bach gaya. To barbita wo uske baad yahan ke theek ho gaya. To depression to itna zyada hota hai logon ko na. Heart patients ko bahut depression hota hai. So if such, you can, for every block there is thought pattern. If you can change the thought pattern, block will digress. Otherwise not, right? Like, see this block has increased. Another angiogram. See this 100% calcified block here. This is a branch, RV branch. And see this calcified block here. And after 1 year, repeat angiogram, the whole coronary artery is opened up, right? Without intervention, right? Similarly, we have more than 2,000 repeat angiograms. Okay. And this is, I'll tell you, this is one of the, like this person, actually this is not any person, this is me. This, I had slipped in the bathroom in 2023, October, and I injured my neck. And you can see this, the cervical canal stenosis, the spinal cord has got injured. It has been 6.4 millimeter. You can see 6.4 meter. And then it was repeated on 25th of last month, that is July. And you can see this. Even neurological regeneration. Can you imagine? The spine surgeon had told me this is not possible. This you have to become, my right limb had become numb. I had to stop doing echocardiographies. Even writing was difficult for me, but then whole this area was very painful, and now there's no pain. I am doing my whole work, right? Even just within 3 months I could do it, right? So with Rajyoga meditation, what cannot be reversed? Tell me. Anything can be reversed. This is the cardiac events I will not. Psychological, all the type A behavior changes, anxiety changes, depression changes, anger changes, healthy lifestyle modification takes place. Overall feeling, well-being, sensitive and emotional nature changes significantly as compared to, see this all is P values 0.000. And patients' adherence to the diet, adherence, exercise is much better than the control group. And see this EEG, day 1 and day 7. When patients came to us, it was beta rhythm. This is the beta rhythm, that is with eyes open, alpha rhythm, with eyes closed, theta rhythm, delta rhythm. We call it peaceful, alpha rhythm, we call it peaceful rhythm. Theta rhythm, we call it loveful rhythm. And delta rhythm is during deep sleep, right? That is happy and blissful rhythm. After 7 days, you can see beta rhythm going down, alpha rhythm improving, theta rhythm improving, that is love, peace and love increasing, and happiness and bliss also increasing. Within a period of 7 days, not very long time, right? And see, this eyes open, you have better results. So Rajayoga meditation is practiced with eyes open, change of consciousness from body or role consciousness to soul consciousness, from outer self to inner self consciousness, right? So you can see this alpha rhythm improving. On day 7, there is significant change. Beta rhythm decreasing 7 days, within 7 days, there is significant difference. Even theta rhythm improving within 7 days, and delta rhythm also improving within 7 days. Just a 1 week of meditation, practice of meditation, changes your alpha, beta, theta, and delta rhythm, right? And it is there with open eyes while working. That's the difference between transcendental meditation and Rajayoga meditation. But Rajayoga meditation, because change of consciousness all the time, 24 hours, it remains same, right? And this is heart rate variability, which tells us of activity and parasympathetic activity. When these patients came to us with low frequency power, was that means sympathetic activity was much more. Parasympathetic activity was much less. But day 7 itself, a significant decrease in sympathetic and significant increase in parasympathetic activity. And there's a complete harmony at 1 year. That means life, you will keep on getting challenges in life throughout your life. There's no, days will not come when you're without challenge. Is it possible to have days without challenge? But now you face your challenges of life with a relaxed state of mind. It is further harmonized. And the stress hormones, catecholamines, was the significant decrease on day 7, then further keeps on decreasing. And the serotonin endorphin levels were also done. Significant increase in serotonin endorphin levels. Serotonin and endorphin levels. That means the pain disappears and is more potent than morphine, which is taken from outside. And without side effects. Whenever you have the positive team, so levels 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. It has been seen that as you get up from getting up from the bed, your cortisol starts coming. Whatever type of team you have, thoughts, emotions, that will decide your cortisol surge. And 8 a.m. is a peak. Team positive up to 8 a.m. by anything. Because whatever we are getting in our society, television, mobile, newspaper, what it gives you, negative or positive? So if you are getting negative team from morning, then your cortisol comes out in much more quantity, right? And they worse. All the time under pressure of time, pressure of work, anxiety, anger, irritation. And the efficiency comes down. And on the top of it, you start with meditation in that 30 minutes of your meditation. And then make your team positive. Make your team positive. That means through Murli. This is called as Murli. I keep on revising it. And then meditation, what you revise. And I keep on revising throughout the day. Because that makes my team positive. That makes my cortisol secretion harmony of peaceful, loveful, happy, and efficiency increases 10 times. You can just make it for 10 days or 7 days. Try it for 7 days and then you see the change, right? Okay? So you can see that there's 25% decrease in cortisol levels and 4 p.m. sample. Again, after lunch, again cortisol starts coming out in the evening. So if you're done your, up to 8 a.m. you're done your homework, at 8 to 2 you're very peaceful, right? Next 6 hours you're peaceful, happy and efficient. Then from 2 to 4, if you keep your peace, team a positive, right? Again, revise the Murli at 2 and then take rest for half an hour, nap for half an hour or 20 minutes or even no nap. But keep your mind positive up to 4. Then cortisol again comes out in balance and 4 to 10 becomes peaceful, loveful and happy and efficient. Efficiency increases, right? So that is the way to make your day healthy, happy and efficient. So there's a physiology inside the body, right? So that we studied. And that is what we have documented, right? In the plasma, it is at that time of stress activity, and in urine, 24 hours of stress, which has accumulated over 24 hours. That you can estimate, and we have shown it. Then insulin, you know, insulin resistance is the cause of what? Heart disease, hypertension, obesity, dyslipidemia, cancer, psoriasis, almost every disease. There's lots of research going on insulin resistance. You must have heard, right? So if we can manage your insulin sensitivity, when the patients come to us with, say, 50 units, 60, 80 units of insulin, still the sugar is under out of control. Fasting sugar is 350, 300, 400, and PP is 500 or 450. HbA1c is 13, 14. And I tell you, our insulin, we are making about 24 units insulin is enough. When we became independent, $1 was equal to 1 rupee, Indian rupee, right? And 1 pound was equal to 2 rupees, right? That time. But slowly what happened? With stress in our lives, in India, our rupee became $1.85. Now what is happening? Because you are making a lot of cortisol, our value of insulin is coming down. Today we have more than 10.5% of population becoming diabetic in India. And 60 to 70% of the population, that is around 60 to 70 crore people, are pre-diabetic. That is their verge of developing diabetes. Right? Now, what we are doing here, that is we are managing cortisol levels, decreasing stress. So now my insulin is again becoming like dollar. Can you imagine? So within a week, within third, fourth day, patient was, you know, 350 milligram in the morning, 400 milligram in the morning, sugar comes to 60 milligram with the same dose. So I have to decrease the insulin. Fifth day, patient is off insulin, right? And patient HbA1c, after 3 months, comes down to 6 or less. Because my insulin has now become effective. It is like dollar. Again, like a dollar, right? I don't need insulin. I don't need antidiabetics. Does it make sense or not? Yes? And this is practical. I'll just present you one patient. Aap aajo, Jagdish bhai. Ek mic de do inko. So this is insulin levels also come down. Day 7 itself. That means insulin sensitivity has improved. Right? And before this, Jagdish bhai, mic le lo. Batai Jagdish bhai.
Om Shanti. Main ek atma hu. Mera shari ka naam Jagdish bhai Patel. Main Unjao, Gujarat se aata hu. आज से 15 साल पहले मेरे को हार्ट अटैक आया था, तो हमने स्टर्लिंग हॉस्पिटल में एंजियोग्राफी कराई, तो उसमें मेरे को 5 ब्लॉकेज निकले, एक 100%, 95% और 73%, साथ में 35 साल से मेरे को डायबिटीज था, वो भी 450 रहता था, मैं 40 से 50 यूनिट इंसुलिन लेता था, कोई बार 40, 45, 50 तक इंसुलिन लेता था, और मैंने जब एंजियोग्राफी कराई तो उसमें मेरा EF 25% निकला।
Ejection fraction, contractility of the heart, which is normal 60%, because he had a heart attack, yes.
तो EF मेरा 25% निकला, तो डॉक्टर साहब ने मेरे को ऑपरेशन के लिए बोला था, लेकिन वो EF और डायबिटीज की वजह से हमने मना किया, फिर बाद में पता चला कि यही ये प्रोग्राम चल रहा है केयर का, तो हमने केयर प्रोग्राम अटेंड किया।
केयर प्रोग्राम कहते हैं, होता सीएडी है, बट आम भाषा में केयर प्रोग्राम बोलते हैं।
तो हमने केयर प्रोग्राम अटेंड किया, एक केयर प्रोग्राम अटेंड किया, उसके बाद 3 महीने के बाद दूसरा केयर प्रोग्राम हमने अटेंड किया, तो पहले प्रोग्राम में जो सर ने बताया था, खान पान चलना अमृतला, वो हमने सब 100% फॉलो किया, तो जब मैं दूसरी बार प्रोग्राम में आया तो मेरा ये अब 25 से 50 हो गया था।
55% इजेक्शन फ्रैक्शन है, 55%। आपका वेट पहले कितना था?
मेरा वेट 102 kg था, तो उसमें 170 kg कम हो गया था,
17 किलो कम हो गया था, मतलब तब से 85 kg आ गया था उस समय, और इनका वजन ये बताते हैं, मेरा वजन जब मैं 16-17 साल का तब भी मेरा वजन 95 kg था, मतलब बचपन से ही मोटे थे, ऐसा नहीं कि बाद में मोटे हुए थे। और इनका वजन उस समय 85 हो गया था और EF 55% हो गए थे।
मेरा EF 55% हो गया तो,
और इंसुलिन
इंसुलिन तो बंद होकर 3 मिनट बाद सर ने मेरा इंसुलिन बंद कर दिया, सामान्य गोली में आ गया। अभी भी मेरा
शुगर कितने रहते तब, तब शुगर खाने के बाद?
अभी अभी मेरी शुगर 150 आसपास रहती है,
150 खाने के बाद खाली पेट 110।
अभी मैं 3 साल पहले जो अंबाजी टेम्पल है वही 51 शक्तिपीठ है मंदिर
1970 स्टेप्स अंबाजी गब्बर के,
तो उसका राउंड शेप है 1970। तो मेरे साथ दो बच्चे आए थे 25 साल के, तो बोले अंकल जी धीरे चलो, मैंने तो 1.25 घंटे में वो भी क्लियर कर दिया, तो कुदरती TMT हो गया मेरा।
मेरे सामने एक प्रॉब्लम थी बिकॉज हमारे पास जो डाइट प्रोग्राम होता है, बिकॉज वी गिव इन अ मेजर डाइट नो, बिकॉज उसमें इतना सॉल्ट है, इतना ऑयल डालना है, इतना सब कुछ मेजर करना पड़ता है, एंड वी गिव मिक्स वो जो हमारा फ्लावर होता है ना, फ्लावर आटा जो होता है वो मिक्स होता है, ज्वार बाजरा चना सब मिला के मिलाते हैं और भी उसमें चीज डालते हैं, तो वो हमें मिक्स करना पड़ता है बिकॉज एवरी ग्रुप वी हैड टू टीच डिफरेंट पीपल। तो हमारे सामने प्रॉब्लम थी कोई व्यक्ति ऐसा हो जो हमें मतलब ये प्रोग्राम की जिम्मेवारी ले। ही इज ए इंडस्ट्रियलिस्ट, इनके यहाँ मशीन बनती है जीरा छानने वाली, उसके मिनिमम कॉस्ट 10 लाख होती है। तो जब मेरे पास ये प्रॉब्लम थी तो हम लोग अमृत वेला क्लियरवांस होती है मॉर्निंग में ना, मॉर्निंग मेडिटेशन के बाद यू कैन टॉक टू गॉड, परमात्मा से बात कर सकते हैं विद थॉट्स। तो मैंने कहा कि मुझे ये प्रॉब्लम है, तो परमात्मा जैसे मुझे टचिंग दी कि वो पेशेंट आने वाला है, तो उसको आप बोलना कि ये काम करे, डाइट को बनाने जिम्मेवारी ले। तो मैंने कहा बाबा मीन्स वी कॉल इट टॉक विद गॉड एस बाबा। वो तो 102 किलो का मोटा आदमी है, उसके हार्ट की पंपिंग 25% है, चलना उसको आता नहीं है, और 25% EF है, उसको खाना बनाना नहीं आता होगा, तो खाना कैसे बनाएगा? तो बाबा ने कहा आप उसको बोल देना। वैसे मुझे टचिंग आई तो ये आए, तो मैंने इसको, इसने आते ही कहा डॉक्टर साहब मैं तो ठीक हो गया, मेरी इंसुलिन हट गई, मेरा वेट 17 किलो कम हो गया, मेरा EF इतना बढ़ गया, मेरी एनर्जी बहुत आ गई मेरे अंदर। तो मैंने कहा आप खाना बनाना आता है आपको? कहता नहीं मुझे नहीं आता। मैंने खाना बनाओगे? कहता है आप जो कहोगे वो करूंगा। ये 2010 की बात है। तो इसने खाना बनाना सीखा, तब से लेकर आज तक 16 साल हो गए, तब से हर ग्रुप में खाना बनाते हैं। कितने ग्रुप हो गए जगदीश भाई, कितने ग्रुप हो गए?
106 प्रोग्राम,
कभी एक प्रोग्राम भी मिस नहीं किया है। आप बताओ
क्या है, हर प्रोग्राम में जो फर्स्ट टाइम से चालू किया 106 प्रोग्राम हुआ मेरा, तो इसमें कई प्रोग्राम में कोई भी दिक्कत आई लेकिन वो दिक्कत बाबा ने हटा लिया। अगर किसी ने शरीर छोड़ा तो 2 प्रोग्राम के बीच में शरीर छोड़ा, और वो कोई शादी आई तो फिर 2 प्रोग्राम के बीच में शादी आई, और एक बार तो शादी और प्रोग्राम दोनों साथ में आया, तो शादी की डेट चेंज हुई, प्रोग्राम चालू रहा। तो 16 साल से कंटिन्यू कोई गैप नहीं, वो प्रोग्राम हो रहा है।
अभी आपका वेट कितना है?
अभी मेरा वेट 70 किलो है, लेकिन मैं 40-50 किलो का जो पतला उठा था।
आपका वजन कितना, शरीर का वजन कितना?
52 kg।
52 kg इनकी वजन। और एनर्जी कितनी है?
एनर्जी करीबन अपन वो 40 साल का जो आदमी रहता है इतनी एनर्जी है, क्या मैं 40-50 किलो का जो पतला उठा रहा हूँ।
70 years है तो ये
40-50 किलो का पतला उठा रहा हूँ, शांति।
तो ये है प्रैक्टिकल एविडेंस, 3D हेल्थ केयर मीन्स स्पिरिचुअल मेंटल फिजिकल केयर, राजू का मेडिटेटिव लाइफस्टाइल। आज हमारा स्ट्रेस हैज बिकम ए वे ऑफ लाइफ, नाउ मेडिटेशन शुड बिकम, हैज टू बिकम ए वे ऑफ लाइफ। इट्स कंटिन्यूअस 24 आवर मेडिटेशन, नॉट हाफ एन आवर इन द मॉर्निंग हाफ एन आवर इन द इवनिंग, 24 आवर्स योर सोल कॉन्शियस विद दैट कॉन्शियस। बैठ चल, लाइट ऑफ करिए स्टेज की। बस मैं आपको थोड़ा कंसेप्ट बता देता हूँ। देखिए ये व्हाट इज द साइंस ऑफ हीलिंग द हार्ट। देखिए ऐसे सीरियस पेशेंट जो हॉस्पिटल में आता है, बचाने की कोशिश करते, बचा नहीं पाते, क्या कहते हैं? टेक द बॉडी, ऐसा कहते हैं, ही हैज गॉन, टेक द बॉडी, ऐसे बोलते नहीं बोलते? आई एम सॉरी, ही हैज गॉन, वी ट्राइड अवर बेस्ट, टेक द बॉडी। पेशेंट आया था, बॉडी कैसे बन गया, क्या निकल गया? इसी पेशेंट की इच्छा थी मरने से पहले मेरा हार्ट किसी को ट्रांसप्लांट कर सकते हैं। हमने हिस्ट्री ऑफ कंपैटिबिलिटी स्टडीज कराई, मैचिंग हो गई, हमने हार्ट यहां से निकाला और हार्ट यहां लगा दिया। इसकी इसकी ये 10% है, ही नीड्स अ कार्डियक ट्रांसप्लांट, तो हार्ट काम करना शुरू कर दिया। व्हाट डज इट मीन? यहां ड्राइवर निकल गया, यहां ड्राइवर है, राइट? तो इसलिए काम करना शुरू किया, दैट्स राइट, इजंट इट? तो ये आत्मा का एविडेंस हो गया ना। तो इंसान, आत्मा, इंसान क्या है? इंसान तीन एनर्जी से बना हुआ है, स्पिरिचुअल एनर्जी, मेंटल एंड फिजिकल एनर्जी। स्पिरिचुअल एनर्जी क्या है? अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ द ट्रूथ, प्योरिटी, पीस, लव, हैप्पीनेस, ब्लेस एंड पावर्स, सेवन एनर्जीज। और टीम पॉजिटिव, मेंटल मीन्स टीम, एंड फिजिकल एनर्जी कम्स फ्रॉम फूड, एक्सरसाइज एंड प्रॉपर स्लीप, राइट? सो तीनों की हार्मनी से इंसान बनता है। और हेल्थ क्या है? हेल्थ इज अ डायनेमिक प्रोसेस ऑफ हार्मनी इन फ्लो ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल, मेंटल एंड फिजिकल एनर्जी। तीनों की हार्मनी से हमारा हेल्थ है। एक भी चीज गलत होती है तो हम बीमार हो जाते हैं, राइट? ओनली सोल एंड फ्यू मेमोरी सेल्स इन द ब्रेन आर कंटिन्यूस विद लाइफ। मोर देन 99.8% सेल्स ऑफ द होल ह्यूमन बॉडी चेंज विद इन एवरी 3 months to 2 years। हमारी बॉडी की हर सेल बदल रही है, 3 महीने में बदल रही है। कुछ सेल्स, हार्ट है, बोन्स है, वो 2 साल में बदल जाती है। एवरीथिंग इज चेंजिंग एक्सेप्ट सोल, राइट? राइट? एंड डिपेंडिंग ऑन अवर टीम, अगर हमारी टीम पॉजिटिव रखो 3 महीने में, 3 महीने लगातार पॉजिटिव रखो, तो आपकी हार्ट की जो एंडोथेलियम है वो ही बदल रही है। अगर आपके हार्ट्री में ब्लॉक 90% भी है, तो आप अगर 100% टीम पॉजिटिव रखेंगे तो आपकी एंडोथेलियम बदलेगी, ब्लॉक में बदल जाएगा। दिस इज व्हाट वी हैव सीन, राइट? अब देखिए, बॉडी इज मेड अप ऑफ 30,000 billion सेल्स, इन ईच सेल अबाउट 100,000 रिएक्शन अकर इन 1 second। हर सेकेंड एक सेल में 100,000 रिएक्शन हो रही है, और उसके टॉक्सिन भी हम एक सेकंड से कम समय वॉश कर रहे हैं। किंतु जब आप जल्दबाजी करते हो तो 120,000 रिएक्शंस होती हैं, जब चिंता करते हो 140,000 रिएक्शंस होती हैं, जब चिड़चिड़ करते हो, इरिटेट होते हो तो 160,000, गुस्सा करते हो तो 180,000 लगभग, और उदास हो जाते 2 लाख। तो दैट इज हाउ, बट वी आर नॉट एबल टू क्लियर फ्री रेडिकल्स फ्रॉम द ब्लड ऑफ दोज एक्स्ट्रा रिएक्शंस। That is how the cells become ill, right? And that is, the cell is full of free radicals, toxins, and that is how cells die. हमारा इंसुलिन निकल रहा है, वो अच्छा निकल रहा था, सेंसिटिव है, इमोशनल है, खुशी नहीं है, बिटरनेस है, सेल्स अभी भी इंसुलिन बना रही है, किंतु बेकार इंसुलिन बना रही है, अच्छा इंसुलिन नहीं बना रही है, दैट विच इज नॉट इफेक्टिव बिकॉज फुल ऑफ फ्री रेडिकल्स। बीटा सेल्स आर फुल ऑफ फ्री रेडिकल्स, राइट? आप इनको वॉश कर दो, इसके बजाय आप शांति ले आओ, तो शांति से 80,000 रिएक्शन हो जाएंगे। मेडिटेशन करोगे ना, राजयोग मेडिटेशन, 80,000 हो जाएंगे, टॉक्सिन वॉश हो जाएंगे। पीस, लवफुल हो जाओ, पीस मीन्स बीइंग इन द प्रेजेंट, लव मीन्स एक्सेप्टिंग पीपल एज दे आर अराउंड यू, राइट? तो रिएक्शन 60,000 हो जाएंगे। और खुशी ले आओ मीन्स कंटेंटमेंट, वट एवर यू हैव बी सेटिस्फाइड, तो आपकी रिएक्शन 40,000 हो जाएंगी। ब्लिसफुल means beyond, going beyond body and bodily world, तो 20,000 हो जाएंगे। इसलिए कहते हैं peace heals, true peace heals, true love heals, happiness heals and bliss heals, right? इसलिए हमारी ये healing होती है, reversal of the disease is because of this, right? So that is the basic of, and we are making about 300 billion every day, right? So in 100 days you can replace your old body and have new body, right? Okay? But you have to have 100% positive team. So stress is pressures. This is a stress-related disease. Stress, pressures divided by coping ability. That is inner strength. The ratio is more than one. You become stressed. And by... You cannot modify your pressures. Internal and external pressures. But coping ability you can increase by meditation, right? There is no medication on this universe which can increase our coping ability. Yoga, meditation can increase our coping ability. And so yoga means what? Connection with the truth. What is truth? Truth is eternal, beyond birth and death. Truth is unchangeable. It always remains the same, right? So what is the truth of human being? Truth of human being is, yes, human plus being. Human word has come from humus, which means soil, our outer self. And being means life force, is our inner self, right? So this is outer self, body, role and material, 3 aspects. Each of them is unstable and leads to insecurity. And 5 vices, kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, ahankar, they are nothing but manifestation of insecurity. काम विकार भी इनसिक्योरिटी से पैदा होता है, क्रोध भी इनसिक्योरिटी से, डर से पैदा होता है, चिंता भी गुस्से इनसिक्योरिटी से पैदा होती है, सॉरी लोभ भी उससे पैदा होता है, मोह भी, अहंकार भी उससे पैदा होता है। और इसके कारण टाइप ए बिहेवियर, जेलसी, लेजीनेस, केयरलेसनेस, सिनिकल बिहेवियर, हॉस्टाइल बिहेवियर, सस्पिशियस अज्यूमिंग बिहेवियर, दैट इज सस्किजॉइड बिहेवियर, एंजाइटी, फियर, एंड दैट इज लीड्स टू व्हाट इज, दैट इज व्हाट स्ट्रेस इज ऑल अबाउट। सो स्ट्रेस लीड्स टू मूड, मूड्स गेट डिस्टर्ब, व्हेन यू हैव रॉन्ग मूड यू विल गो फॉर रॉन्ग फूड, देयर मोर देन 100 मूड्स हैव बीन स्टडीड, व्हेन यू गो फॉर रॉन्ग मूड यू विल गो फॉर रॉन्ग फूड। अगर मन में बिटरनेस हो रही है, कड़वाहट आ रही है, यू विल गो फॉर स्वीट्स, right? If you are feeling dry inside, you will go for fried food. If you are feeling boring inside, you will go for hot and spicy food, right? Similarly, more than 100 moods have been studied, right? Hum galat kyon khate hain? Doctor ke kehne ke baad bhi, diabetes hone ke baad meetha kyon khate hain? Ulcer hai pet mein to bhi chatpata kyon khate hain? Samosa kyon khate hain? Kyon khate hain batao? Mood, right? And aise aadmi ki EEG jo hoti hai, bahut EEG rhythm bahut fast hoti hai, unko neend nahi aati, because what is about sleep is less than 4 delta rhythm, right? ऐसे लोग देर से सोते हैं, देर से उठते हैं, रॉन्ग एक्सरसाइज करते हैं, एडिक्शंस में स्मोकिंग, शराब पीना, कोल्ड ड्रिंक पीना, चाय कॉफी पीना, और ऐसे लोग बीमार रहते हैं। बीमारी बी मीन्स फियर, मारी मीन्स कॉन्स्टेंसी ऑफ, एंड ऑन द अदर हैंड इफ इनर सेल्फ कॉन्शियस स्टेबल फुल प्रूफ सिक्योरिटी, 7 एनर्जीज ऑफ द सोल दे स्टार्ट मैनिफेस्टिंग। फर्स्ट इज नॉलेज, नॉलेज मीन्स ट्रूथ, राइट, दैट इज ABCD, आत्मा, परमात्मा, कनेक्शन एंड ड्रामा, प्योरिटी, पीस, लव, हैप्पीनेस, ब्लिस एंड पावर्स, एंड व्हेन यू हैव फुल ऑफ दिस 7 एनर्जीज, देन यू हैव वैल्यूज, यू मैनिफेस्ट इन वर्क एज वैल्यूज, राइट, एंड दैट इज ए स्ट्रेस फ्री स्टेट। सच पर्सन इज ऑलरेडी हैप्पी, सो इज नॉट लुकिंग फॉर हैप्पीनेस इन द फूड, ही विल टेक फॉर, ही विल गो फॉर फ्रूट्स, वेजिटेबल्स, सैलड्स, है ना, सब स्प्राउट्स एंड चपाती, सब्जी एंड एवरीथिंग, राइट, एंड सच ए पर्सन विज ऑलवेज, we get up at 3 at 10, get up at 3:30 always, even if I sleep at 2, I'll get up at 3:30. If I get a call in the night, I'll get up again, get up at 3:30. I have my meditation and I sleep in time. I never take tea, coffee, I never take anything except for chapati, sabji and milk, dahi, you know, and water at proper breakfast 8 to 9, lunch 11 to 2, dinner 6 to 7, 3 hours before I go to bed, and 2 times fruits, and healthy and happy life. Incurable does not mean it is not curable. It means it is curable if we go in. So healthy means heal thyself. Even if we have doctors about 70, for 140, for 100 crore adults, we have 100 crore doctors, still will not be healthy. There is only one person on the planet who can make you healthy. Who is that person? Only me, or aapke haath mein hai. Doctor can guide you. Patients, the relatives can help you, money can help you, and God can help you 100 times or 1,000 times if you follow him. And healthy means swast, swa means soul conscious, right? And multidimensional approach. True knowledge comes from God, about supreme soul, soul, mind, body, as per biological clock, our inner clock. Follow the clock. Isme meditation karne ka time hai, 10 baje sone ka time, uthne ka time 4 baje. Have meditation, after that clairvoyance, have your planning of the day, then wash, have a wash, and then go for morning walk, and then listen to Murali. 8 a.m. have breakfast and go to your office, right? Go to your clinic, enjoy life, isn't it? So and team, for mind, keep your team positive up to 8 a.m. And for the body, proper food. So what is, so the soul is here, 2.5 inches behind, 3 inches below, and these are our three. This is the mind, is our team. That is our subtle body, intellect and resolves, our memories, right? These 7 energies. So soul nourishes the body through mind. Each cell of the body needs all the 7 energies, but one energy is very unique. For the brain, it is knowledge. For the 5 sense organs, it is purity. Lungs, peace, love, happiness. Love for the heart, happiness for the GI system, bliss for the endocrine system, powers for the musculoskeletal system. And all the 7 energies combine to release toxins from the body, right? And from 4 a.m., if you start meditation, helpless, energy, soul battery gets charged. Up to 8 a.m., keep your team positive by listening to Murali. Energy enters the body and take proper diet, proper exercise, proper sleep, proper use of medications. Then energy accumulates around your body. That is healing energy. That is called aura, right? That is 24 hours healing you all the time. Right? And that is what's called as Rajayoga meditation. This is how we treat our patients. We call patients in the group of 50 or 60 with the spouse. We train them. And this is the food we give them in the morning, high fiber food. And we enjoy the food. We have morning walk. Right? And even people without legs also walk. We have meditation. And then we have group support sessions. We have picnic. On the fifth day, patient dance about 45 minutes. People who could not walk 50 meters, they start dancing. Right? And this is how the program is made. We do primordial prevention, primary prevention, and for secondary prevention and tertiary prevention, we have called by now 186 groups, 11,000 patients, repeat angiograms, psychological database is there, and this program has reached almost all the countries. And the take-home message is spiritual care, be natural, that is, be inner self-conscious, not body or old conscious. I'm a peaceful being. I'm a knowledgeful being, pure being, peaceful being. So all the time, keep on reminding yourself for this practice, half an hour meditation, early morning pituitary surge, and you have blissful stage. So this is a harmonious surge of all the hormones, and have positive team up to 8, and 7 to 8 you have, you know, have Murli, so the cortisol is proper. And for physical care, eat natural. What to eat, when to eat, how to eat. Eat in soul consciousness. शुद्ध सात्विक खाना खाओ, सात गुणों को बढ़ाने वाला खाना खाओ, राजसिक तामसिक नहीं खाओ. अगर आप तामसिक पराठा पकौड़ा समोसा खाते हो, पिज्जा खाते हो, स्पिरिचुअल एनर्जी कैन नॉट एंटर योर बॉडी, राइट? इट विल नॉट रिसीव द एनर्जी, है ना? आप नॉनवेज खाते हो, लहसुन प्याज खाते हो, अचार खाते हो, चटपटा खाना खाते हो, बॉडी विल नॉट रिसीव द एनर्जी, राइट? एंड बी इन द लैप एंड हैव मॉर्निंग वॉक विद सनराइज, आफ्टर सनराइज 30 to 45 minutes, have proper sleep, go to bed at 10, get up at 4, proper use of medication, and do get your angioplasty bypass done. But remember, that does not treat the root cause. That is only palliation, right? Even if you undergo bypass surgery angioplasty, still you will need change of lifestyle. Om Shanti. Soni ji. ये सोनी जी हैं हमारे, जो ये भी एक दिलवाले हैं, इनको हम दिलवाले कहते हैं हार्ट पेशेंट्स को. ये जो पेशेंट हैं, ये इनकी उम्र अभी 71 है, हमारे पास जब आए थे तो 50 साल के थे इनकी. हाँ एक मिनट, इनका बाईपास बता दो, कब बाईपास हुआ था आपका?
ओम शांति. मैं एक पवित्र आत्मा हूँ, इस शरीर का नाम है गोविंद प्रसाद सोनी, बड़ौदा से आया हूँ. मैंने आर्मी में 28 साल सर्विस किया है, सर्विस के दौरान आर्मी मेडिकल कोर में, और 20 साल कम से कम मेडिकल स्पेशलिस्ट में सेवा दिया है. और 2001 में रिटायर हो गया था, 2002 में मुझे तकलीफ हुई, एंजियोग्राम हुआ तो तीनों आरटी ब्लॉक, ट्रिपल डिबर्सल डिजीज, आरसीए टोटल ओक्लूडेड, एलईडी एलसीएक्स 95-99%. फिर बाईपास सर्जरी हो गई मेरी, बाईपास अच्छे हॉस्पिटल में डॉक्टर ने किया, और दो साल निकल पूरा नहीं हो पाया है. एंड में फिर से मुझे तकलीफ अटैक आया, फिर दो एंजियोग्राम हुआ तो बोला दो एंजियोप्लास्टी करना पड़ेगा, कर दीजिए, हो गई एंजियोप्लास्टी. 6 महीने के बाद, जैसे 6 महीना निकल रहा था, फिर से चलना मुश्किल हो गया, 10 कदम 15 कदम चलना मुश्किल हो गया, सांसें फूलने लगी. फिर मैं एक जैसे जब बाईपास हो गई, एंजियोप्लास्टी हो गई और आराम नहीं मिला, तब क्या होगा उस व्यक्ति, वो समय मेरा ऐसा था, बहुत कठिन का समय था, पागल की तरह हो गया था. कोई बोले गौमूत्र पियो, किसी ने बोला सोमूत्र पियो, किसी ने बोला अदरक लहसुन और शहद इन सब का जो बना करके इसको, अदरक मिला करके, रस मिला करके इसको उबालो, वो काढ़ा पियो. हर काम मैंने पूरा कर लिया, जिसने जो बोला पागल की तरह, किसने बोला ये करो वो कर लिया, कुछ तकलीफ नहीं, मतलब नहीं मिट रही थी. फिर मुझे किसी भाई ने बोला कि आप डॉक्टर गुप्ता साहब से मिलो जाकर के, तो मैं उनसे बोला क्या वो जादू करते हैं क्या, क्योंकि मैं खुद कार्डियोलॉजिस्ट के साथ काम किया था, दो ही मालूम था कि यही कुछ होना है. एनीवे फिर गुप्ता साहब से आके मिला, उन्होंने मुझे देखा, देखने के बाद बोले कि आप हमारे प्रोग्राम चालू होने वाला है, आप उसमें अटेंड कर लो. वो प्रोग्राम अटेंड किया 7 डेज का, तो जो अभी साहब ने बताया कि क्या खाना, क्या पीना, क्या रहना, कैसे आप कौन हो, वो सब मैंने सीखा. वो सीखने के बाद में वही काम किया, ज्ञान जो मिला योग किया, धारणा जीवन में उतारी और फिर सेवा कर किया. पवित्र भोजन, सबसे बड़ी बात पवित्र भोजन, मुरली, रोज मुरली सुना, ये सब करके सांप के पास साल भर के बाद आया, मेरा पूरा सब निगेटिव।
इनका वजन 80 किलो था जब मेरे पास आए थे, आज 64 किलो के हैं। नाउ एज 71 है अभी, लगते कितने साल के हो? एज 71 है अभी,
अभी एज मेरी 71 है, और 48 ईयर्स में मुझे तकलीफ हुई थी, और उस समय मेरा वजन 85-90 किलो के लगभग था। और अब जो साहब ने जो अभी आपको जो सुन लिए हैं, वो पूरी अपने जीवन में धारणा की कर लिया, रोज मुरली सुनना है, सात्विक भोजन करना है।
40 साल के हो गए इन शॉर्ट, है ना, अभी 30 साल का उम्र कम हो गए, ठीक है।
अभी मेरे मतलब
दीदी आ गई ना,
तो अभी लोग मुझे बोलते हैं कि ये जो मैं 50 साल में जो काम करता था, अभी मुझे काम करने नहीं देते, बोला 71 हो गई। मैं बोला मैं 71 का नहीं हूँ। वो तो बोलते हैं तुम क्योंकि अब 40 साल 45 साल की उम्र में जैसे तुम आप काम करते हो, घर के लोग बोलते हैं। मैं बोला कुछ नहीं होने वाला, कोई तकलीफ नहीं होने वाली मेरे को। ओम शांति।
तो आपके लिए एक हमने फोल्डर बनाया है, एक अभी हमने ना एक फोल्डर बनाया है, वो जो आप ले सकते हैं 3D हेल्थ केयर प्रोग्राम के लिए, चाहे तो फॉर्म भी अवेलेबल है। और एक हमने अभी एक बनाने जा रहे हैं जो बताया ना, ग्लोबल इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ हार्ट हेल्थ एंड लाइफस्टाइल साइंसेस, आरोग्यम के नाम से बना, एकेडमी फॉर हेल्थ एंड हैप्पी वर्ल्ड, उसका भी ब्रोशर चाहे तो ले सकते हैं। योगरतन भाई हैं जो बहुत अच्छे सिंगर भी हैं, इनसे गाना भी सुन सकते हैं।
ओम शांति। उषा मदान जी जहां पर भी होंगे वो अपनी शेयरिंग करने के लिए आएंगे, प्लीज।
ओम शांति। इस मंच पे मैं पहली बार बोल रही हूँ, इतने बड़े बड़े लोगों के सामने, मुझे नहीं लगा कि मैं ठीक बोलूँ या ना बोलूँ, पर मुझे एक्सपीरियंस शेयर करने की मेरी बहुत ज्यादा तमन्ना थी। तो मैं ये कहना चाह रही हूँ कि मैं 15 साल से यहाँ पे ब्रह्मा कुमारी साथ जुड़ी हुई हूँ, एंड आई एम MD गायनी एंड प्रैक्टिसिंग सिंस 30 ईयर्स। सबसे पहले जब मैं मंदिर जाती थी तो मुझे लगता था कि ये हनुमान जी की फोटो है, ये गणेश जी की, ये श्री राम जी की, ये श्री कृष्ण जी की है, तो भगवान कौन है इनके अंदर? वो कहता मेरा राम भगवान है, वो कहता मेरा श्री कृष्ण भगवान है। तो मेरे को लगा कि यहाँ कोई गड़बड़ है। चलो उसके बाद ये थॉट लेके मैं घर आई। उसके बाद जैसे अपन लोगों को स्कूल में सिखाया जाता है कि जी फॉर गॉड, यहाँ हमें बताया जाता है कि गॉड इज फॉर व्हाट, जी फॉर जनरेटर, ओ फॉर ऑपरेटर एंड डी फॉर डिस्ट्रॉयर, दिस इज द फुल मीनिंग ऑफ गॉड। चलो इतना कुछ करके फिर मैंने एक लिटरेचर मैंने पढ़ा ब्रह्मा कुमारी का, उसमें ये लिखा था कि अगर आपको इरिटेशन है, टेंशन है, स्ट्रेस है, तो आपका पल्स बढ़ जाता है, आपका BP बढ़ जाता है, तो अभी क्या करना चाहिए? तो नीचे लिखा था यू कॉन्टैक्ट द ब्रह्मा कुमारी सेंटर एड्रेस। देन आई वेंट टू द ब्रह्मा कुमारी सेंटर, आई एम फ्रॉम बठिंडा, एंड देन आई टॉक टू डॉक्टर, टू सिस्टर शिवानी एंड देन चार सिस्टर, एंड एवरीथिंग, एवरी डाउट वाज इन माय माइंड, इट वाज क्लियर लाइक एनीथिंग। जैसे ऊन का गुच्छा होता है, हमें समझ नहीं आता कि कहाँ से शुरू करना, कहाँ खत्म करना है, पर आफ्टर मीटिंग देम ऐसा लगा कि एक एक धागा धागा बिल्कुल क्लियर हो गया। रिसेंटली मतलब हमारे घर में क्या हुआ था कि एक बार ना मेजर थेफ्ट हो गया था, तो मतलब हम वी वर नॉट एट होम, और थेफ्ट के बाद देयर वाज अ मेजर थेफ्ट, इट वाज इन करोड़, डायमंड, एवरीथिंग वाज गॉन। तो मैंने सोचा शिव बाबा की फोटो रूम में लगी हुई है, उन्होंने क्या किया, देखा तक नहीं कि हमारे घर में क्या प्रॉब्लम हो रही है, इतना मेरा कहना था। और पता है मुझे अंदर ऐसा लगा कि मतलब वी विल रिकवर द थिंग्स, और लोग हमारे घर आते थे, बोलते थे कि तुम्हें कोई प्रॉब्लम, मतलब इतना नुकसान हो गया, ये हो गया, तो मेरे हस्बैंड कहते थे कि मतलब आप उनको बोलो कि हाँ नुकसान हो गया, पर इवन देन मुझे ऐसा लगा कि नहीं, मैंने कहा हमारे हाथ सलामत रहेंगे तो दोबारा सब रिकवरी हो जाएगी। और आप मानोगे मतलब इट टुक अबाउट 3-4 डेज, और इन 3-4 दिन में आई वॉज सो काम एंड क्वाइट, मुझे लगा कि समबडी इज डूइंग द वर्क फॉर मी, एंड ऑन 5th डे वी गॉट द रिकवर द होल अमाउंट। आई थैंक टू शिव बाबा फॉर दिस। थैंक यू। ओम शांति।
थैंक यू बहन जी फॉर शेयरिंग योर एक्सपीरियंस।
ओम शांति। सभी लोग बैठ जाएंगे, सभी एक मिनट मेडिटेशन करते हैं, विल एक्सपेरिमेंट विद राजयोग मेडिटेशन, एक मिनट के लिए, ओनली फॉर अ मिनट। मैं हिंदी में बोल रहा हूँ, मैं एक स्थूल देह नहीं, व्हाइट लाइट ही रखो, व्हाइट लाइट ही रखो, व्हाइट लाइट रखो, मैं स्थूल देह नहीं, इस स्थूल देह को चलाने वाली अति सूक्ष्म चैतन्य ज्योति बिंदु आत्मा मस्तक के मध्य 7 चैतन्य आत्मिक ऊर्जाओं का पुंज परम धाम निवासी अति सूक्ष्म सात चैतन्य आत्मिक ऊर्जाओं के पावर हाउस परमपिता परमात्मा शिव से सर्व संबंधों के महीन सार वाली याद से कंबाइंड हो। परमात्मा ही मेरा संसार है, प्राणेश्वर है, सातों चैतन्य आत्मिक ऊर्जाओं का पावर हाउस है। इस बुद्धि रूपी तार से मैं आत्मा अपनी बैटरी को चार्ज करती हूं। हम महसूस करेंगे अपनी आत्मा, मैं आत्मा सात चैतन्य आत्मिक ऊर्जाओं से चार्ज होती जा रही हूं और मुझ आत्मा से सातों चैतन्य आत्मिक ऊर्जाएं ज्ञान, पवित्रता, शांति, सत्य एवं निस्वार्थ प्रेम, अतीन्द्रिय सुख, आनंद और अशक्तियां विचार और भावनाओं के माध्यम से मेरे मस्तिष्क के सभी 100 अरब कोशिकाओं को, पांचों कर्मेंद्रियों को, हमारे शरीर के इम्यून सिस्टम को, लंग्स को, हार्ट को, लिवर और जीआई ट्रैक्ट को, मेरे हार्मोनल सिस्टम को, मेरे मसल्स, बोन्स और ज्वाइंट्स को और किडनीज को पोषित कर रही हैं। महसूस करो इस एनर्जी को, अपने शरीर की हर कोशिका में महसूस करें। ज्ञान अर्थात सत्य की समझ, पवित्रता, शांति, अर्थ सहित उसे अंदर मैं रियलाइज करूं उस एनर्जी को, और मेरे शरीर की हर कोशिका फ्री रेडिकल से फ्री हो रही है, टॉक्सिन फ्री होती जा रही है, और मेरी हर सेल अब फुल पोटेंशियल से कार्य कर रही है। दिन में हर आधे घंटे में 10 सेकंड भी अगर आप ये रिवाइज करेंगे तो आप देखेंगे आपके शरीर की और मन की सभी बीमारियां, सभी रोग, सभी समस्याएं मुक्त हो जाएंगी और आप सदा हेल्दी और हैप्पी महसूस करते रहेंगे। ओम शांति।